for the 2012 NCAA Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Championships from the IU Natatorium in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm joined by Center Head Swimming and Diving Coach Dean Brownlee, a happy coach with an All-American performance this evening from his swimmer, Clark Weber. She earned sixth in the country in the mile, swimming a time of 17:07:12. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Coach, just your opening thoughts on how Clark closed out this meet for not only herself individually, but for the team as well, earning that All-American honor and sixth in the country.
Well, I'm just so happy for her. She didn't have the swims that she wanted to early on. I felt like the training was there, but she wasn't getting the results that she wanted early on. So for her to just continue to gain momentum throughout the meet and finish this way was just a huge lift for her, but for the team as well.
Coach, we talked a little bit yesterday. Obviously, at the beginning of this national meet, maybe didn't quite see the swims that we were hoping for individually, but you really closed out strong with, obviously, the honorable mention, All-American performance from your 800 relay team last night, and then in the final event today, Clark, as I mentioned, getting that All-American performance. Just talk about how you thought the meet went as a whole for your team and the way they were able to represent the center this weekend.
Well, I'm very proud of how the girls represented center, as I always am. It was early on, I didn't feel like we were swimming bad. I didn't feel like we were sharp. A lot of things can be attributed to that. A 5-week layoff in between conference and nationals, being their spring break, right before spring break was midterms, which I'm sure it is with a lot of other schools, but sometimes you just lose your edge. Felt like it took us a couple of days to get our edge back, and once we got our edge back, I felt like we did a really nice job closing the meet out.
Two newcomers joined your team this year, and Hadley Judson and Holly Oatman, who come to NCAA Nationals for the first time. What do you think they're taking home with them from their experience this weekend, and how do you think that will help them as they continue to progress in their careers at center in this swimming program?
Well, first of all, we had a good freshman class all along, and then with Holly transferring in and Hadley coming in and getting here was very, very happy. I'm hoping what they'll take away from this is that they're hungry to come back. I hope they didn't just get a taste of it and say, okay, well, just take it for granted that we're going to be here next year. They're going to have to work harder. The times keep getting faster. Hopefully it instilled a hunger in them that makes them want to come out and start training right away after a little bit of a break, after a long season. Hopefully they take a couple of weeks off and then want to get back into it.
You know, one of the, I think, things that's so unique about coaching is each year, each team has its own identity. It's a whole new group. And obviously with the close of this meet, you lose a girl like Colleen Maggard, who's a senior, who swam her last swim this morning, the 200 back. Just talk about what she's meant. Obviously, an All-American swimmer for your program, won a number of SCAC titles, really just been a linchpin in this program throughout her four-year career, starting as a freshman, being on an All-American relay team all the way through her senior year. What has her career meant to this program, and just sort of have a chance to really brag about her?
Well, I don't think you can put in words what she's meant to the program. She is leaving our most decorated swimmer. She's qualified for nationals all 4 years. She's the only swimmer to be on two separate relays to qualify for nationals and score at nationals. She is our high point winner. She scored over 1,600 points. She overtook another amazing swimmer for us, Jimmy Tadkenhorst, in our high point winner. So what she's accomplished has been great. She had a little bit of a legacy to follow. We had Liz Starr before her, and Lauren Gates sure helped. And I'm a firm believer in tradition and what's come before you. And I think she had the opportunity to appreciate that. Another one was Meredith Angel. So she got to come in at a good time, as is Holly and Clark, having seen Colleen's leadership. I think that's really helped and will help them grow and really appreciate the situation that we're in right now.
And finally, Coach, obviously with the closeout of this national meet, really closes your time to represent the SCAC, the Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference, as an institution and represent the conference. Just talk about the pride that you've had throughout not only this year and this national meet, but throughout your years in the SCAC and what it means to you to be able to represent that conference and what you'll be missing moving forward next year.
Well, you know, I don't even really know how to put in words how we're going to miss this conference. We are turning the chapter and moving on to a new conference, and we'll see how that works out for us. As a school, I think that there are some benefits from a swimming standpoint. I think it's going to take us a little while to recover from leaving the SCAC. We had teams that really pushed us here, and we're losing some, and without trying to be disrespectful to the two new schools that are starting swimming and coming into the conference, but we're losing some instant credibility with losing Trinity and Colorado, and last year Southwestern had Sarah Ayers here, so we're losing three schools that have made recent appearances to nationals. So for us to be moving conferences is not necessarily my choice. I obviously support the choices of the administration, but feel like it's not always the best move for us. Appreciate everything that we've been able to do for the SCAC and supporting and kind of carrying the SCAC's banner for. This is our ninth year in a row of making nationals, and we've had Dustin Shulton and Hunter Hayes, and as I said, Liz Starr and Meredith Angel, and we've been blessed with a 9-year run, and I never want to take it for granted, and I feel like the SCAC has really helped us achieve those goals of getting here and staying here.
Center head swimming and diving coach Dean Brownlee again. The Colonels have an outstanding national meet again this year at the 2012 Championships. Coach, again, congratulations. A lot to be proud of, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you. Good luck, Russell.